Good. All right. But you know, my saying out there is if people don't have any questions, that means they're not doing the business, because don't we always come up with questions as we do the business? Even I do. That's why I flood Manatech from time to time with different questions, and my accountability partner I have in the flight program as well. So, okay, everybody, great. So keep working hard and drive that business. And let's talk about these three keys for home-based business. This article that I read, Lydia gave it to me. It came out in Networking Times, and it was written by a guy, Keith Koshner, who's very entrenched in direct sales and home-based businesses. And he talked about three major keys for home-based businesses. And I thought they're really important, because sometimes it takes us a time to sit back and get grounded again, doesn't it? We go off on our racetracks, and we get five different things going on in our life at the same time, like I just reflected for you of put on our platter, so that we get kind of, what should I say, we get deflected, and we're running in five, six different directions at the same time, and perhaps we're not seeing results because we are so deflected instead of really focused and directed and have a plan. So let's go back and just talk about what are the three keys to home-based, to effectively having a productive and profitable home-based business, because everyone's capable of doing that. We all know that. Each and every one of you on this call today, each and every person that you meet is definitely capable of having a successful home-based business. Now, choosing into it and making some changes in our lives to allow us to have those results is a whole other story. We're capable, but are we going to make the choices that are required to get us there? That's the difference, right? It's just choosing to be different, choosing to do different things, choosing to be outside our comfort zone, because a lot of the things that get us what we want in life are things that are perhaps uncomfortable for us or outside, you know, what we would call our known zone. So we need to push out and do something different. And I'd like to kick off with this too, kick off this call with the following statement. You know, there's that famous statement out there that goes, if you keep doing what you're always doing, you're going to keep getting the same results you've always been getting. So knowing that, if you're totally satisfied with the results you're getting in your life, then maybe these calls aren't for you. But if there's a level of dissatisfaction, if there's a level of discomfort, if there's a level of saying, I know I can be better, I know I can produce greater results, then what has to happen first? You have to choose to do something different. Because if you keep doing the things you've always been doing, if you work harder at them and you keep doing the same things over and over again and you keep doing them, and are you going to get further ahead, or do we need some fine-tuning and tweaking and just maybe taking the crystal, as I call it, and turning it one more way? Because the way the light shines through it one way doesn't always shine through it the other way. So there are other facets to it that we need to understand, and we need to start incorporating. So don't cross your hands and say, this isn't for me. Take it on and say, perhaps this is for me. So key number one that Keith brought up in this article was the irreplaceable value of mentorship. And, you know, mentorship, I believe, is absolutely imperative. And for me and my business, I kicked off my Manatech business, and my Upline Presidential became my mentor. And I had not weekly calls with her, but probably daily. And it wasn't because we had them locked in. We didn't have a weekly call specific time. What happened is she was just open. Whenever I was calling, she was open to hear from me. And that's because she was willing to support me in every way possible, right? So anyway, so as we grow and as we stretch, I called her constantly. And what's so intriguing is that, you know, I became her fastest grower. I became her most successful Presidential downline. I became, you know, all these things happened in for a reason. It's because I relied on her as a mentor in my life. She had been there. She had done it. So I was going to be trying to get into the position of getting the Presidential myself. Now, it didn't mean the ride didn't have bumps in it and didn't have issues in it, because we're a different people. But I tapped into her knowledge, because all I had to do is look at her and say, you made it, I haven't, how do I get there, right? And that's mentorship. It's mentorship. It's looking for somebody that's in a place where you're not, somebody that's accomplished something you haven't, and saying, I want this person as a mentor. And I know, sometimes I've gotten emails from some of you cross-lined to me, and you said, well, Mary Jo, your Monday call is my mentorship call. And I go, you know, it's a great, I thank you for that attitude towards it. And I thank you for being diligent and listening and learning and growing from my Monday calls. But my Monday calls are just more information for you to hopefully open you up to achieve better and higher levels in your business and be more effective at your business. The problem with calling my Monday call a mentorship call is it really isn't, because you're getting no feedback for what you're doing. And when you're stuck and doing something, I can't unstick you. I can give you new ideas, but I'm not a one-on-one source of information for you, which is what mentorship is about. It's about a one-on-one communication so that you can have that open sharing and you can have that honest, open relationship with somebody about what you can do to be different. What can you do to be better than where you are today? That's a one-on-one mentorship relationship. So find somebody and allow their hindsight to become your foresight. Because if it took, you know, somebody 3 years to get to presidential and you're in your fifth year already, you're already not taking advantage of their hindsight to become your foresight. Right? Because you're trying to recreate the wheel, you're doing it your way, I want to do it my way. And what instinct in us does that? Our instinct is about, you know, self-confidence, lack thereof, or too much of. Either way, it can push it. You want to do it your way. You disagree with something your upline's doing so that you ignore them totally because you don't like. Well, why not take the good? Trust me, I didn't like a lot of things my upline was doing. One of them was, and I love her as a person, and she's no longer with us anymore. But as a person, she was like, there are certain things that she did that I would never do, because as I was learning network marketing and direct sales, I was learning that you want to build independence, not dependence. And she would sign her emails, love mom, all the time to everybody. And so one time I raised that question with her. I said, you know, I'm learning more and more, and one of the things I've learned about this industry, because I'd never been in it before, is that you want to build as much independence with your people. And so using one of the most dependent relationships and signing an email, love mom, seems to be directly contrary to achieving. And, of course, I didn't get a good response from her in regard to that. She was angry. But 3 months later, she quit signing her emails, love mom. The idea is that we learn from these people. We take what's good, and we learn what's not effective. But mentorship is absolutely critical if you want to move forward. So having a mentor, as Keith says, is a non-negotiable item. So who in your life, you know, doesn't have a mentor? But the concept is, why don't people choose mentors? They underestimate the power of having one. They underestimate the impact such knowledge can have in their life. They can't find one. I mean, it's just, there's so many excuses I hear from people that say, well, Mary Jo, I don't really have any upline person. And I said, well, it doesn't have to be an upline person, you know. And there are people out there that you can actually have, you know, you can hire an outside coach to be a mentor to you for six. This isn't something you need permanent in your life necessarily. It's something that you need to get you where you want to go. So if you want to make it to presidential, then find yourself a mentor and coach with that mentor until you get to presidential. Right? But don't underestimate the impact that this person can have in your life, because they're somewhere where you're not. They're doing things that you're not doing, and you need to understand why, what, and stretch yourself, because that's what mentorship is. It's about somebody who's going to help stretch you. What kind of advice, if I just asked you today, I threw this in the outline, not out of Keith's paper, but it was like, what kind of advice could you use right now? How to close? Many people are still stuck. They don't know how to close. I had people in my organization say, Mary Jo, can you train on that this weekend, how to close people? Because we sit there and we'll talk around in circles because of our own insecurities instead of going right to the core of what we need to do is, are you ready to get started? What's going to hold you back? Do you see anything? Is there anything that could hold you back? Are you ready to jump in here? You know, today with our M5M, it even becomes clear. It says, you know, are you ready to help us, you know, nourish these children? Is this important to you? Is this program important to you to nourish these children so we can end global malnutrition in kids? Great. So let's get started. See how you can use that question, is it important, and say, great, let's get started. There are just so many techniques, and I think I trained on how to close somewhere in my Manitrain library, which is massive, so you could probably look that up. But maybe that's one of your questions. Maybe you're sitting back right now, and when I mentioned earlier on in the announcement section, and I talked about strategies on skincare, maybe some of you said, wow, great, Mary Jo, let's do a talk on that. Well, great. See, this is the kind of mentorship that you're looking for. It's the reason somebody in my organization, one of my team members, came over on Friday morning, or Thursday morning, to spend 2.5 hours with me to go over strategies in growing her business. And skincare was the number one thing we focused on, right? It's finding that mentor that you can bounce ideas off, you can feed back and forth, and that interchange is what creates dynamics. Because it's not just about what the mentor says, it's about what it draws out in you. Good mentors are people that help draw things out in you because you're full, chock full of ideas. But something's stopping. There's a brick, there's a block. We need to get the creative juices flowing. How about high leverage activities? Some of you still look back and go, okay, what's a high leverage activity? Great. If you're asking that question today, you need a mentor. Because high leverage activities is where you need to be spending your time. What are they? If you don't know what they are, you need to get a mentor. Know your why. You know, I did a Trek program this summer about the why. Maybe that's an issue for you. And you know how many people were still struggling? It amazed me the overwhelming number of people involved in Manitech that had been in for numbers of years that still were stuck on their why. Not a shortfall on their, not any question. I didn't ever question them and their total commitment to be involved with Manitech. But to me, it caused pain in my heart that what happened to the mentorship in the past to open up that heart and that door to figure out what their why was? In other words, why was the why missing? Because when the why is missing, we're all in big trouble because that's the number one step. Get clarity around the why. Get clarity around your why. And then just accountability, results, creating results. So I just threw out some ideas. Maybe some of those, and I throw these ideas out to you because you need to look at what's coming up short for you in Manitech. Why isn't it working for you? If any of the issues I just raised are issues for you, there could be 100 others. But that's what makes mentorship so invaluable, right? And it's for a season. It doesn't have to be mentorship that you have the rest of your life with that one person. You know, you can go from mentorship from one person to mentorship to another. But having mentorship in your life is really important. Mastermind group, for me, critical to my life. And that's a mentorship program for me. It's mentorship. So it's you always, because it pulls you, it stretches you, it creates space for you in a way to grow. It opens up that space for you to fill. And that's what mentorship is about. Because otherwise, some of you don't even see the space. You're locked in. You're in a box. You don't even see the space. You don't see what's out there for you to fill. And the intriguing part of this, too, is the fact the minute you fill it, whether it takes 6 months or 6 years, when you fill that space, it's time to look in through mentorship, through mastermind, opening new space. Right? Okay, so everybody get it. Key one, irreplaceable value of mentorship. So I want you all to focus on that and look at your life and say, who is my mentor today? Where am I going to find one? I'm not accepting the excuse that I don't have one. Some of you look upline and say, you know, there are people upline from you that are invaluable people who have been there, done that, and it's time to make that call and see if they can't serve as a mentor to you. And if that doesn't work out, then you go higher or you go whatever it is. But find a person who's going to be a mentor to you. Number two, key number two, developing discipline. Developing discipline. Now, this is what's fun for me because I kind of always looked at discipline as just stepping into it, choosing it. You know, in my life, I look at issues and I go, just choose it, Mary Jo, and it'll work for you. So I just, I just say, choose it. But doesn't it take a level of discipline to choose it? That was an interesting question. Because discipline for me today, I'm so deflected, and I don't know that it's, I think it's discipline. It's not that I don't keep busy 24/7 and I'm actively doing things all the time, but maybe it's just they're all over the place. and I don't discipline myself to stay on board with what needs to get done, I'm deflected easily or distracted easily. And I could point my finger at Manatech, but it's not Manatech's fault. It's right here inside of me. So it's an issue for me to grapple with. It's something, in fact, doing this call has been very helpful for me in that way. They really highlight to me the critical importance for me to get back and get off of distractions and really be focused on what I want to create. So, but discipline is really incredible. We, you know, sometimes we get into Manatech. I love this. This is especially for early people who sign up and to doing home-based businesses. We love it because, in fact, when I gave that talk on last Tuesday night about millennials, and I said, what's the number one reason why millennials want to be entrepreneurs is because they want freedom, right? They want freedom. And I go, well, that's what's so funny about this business is people get involved in direct sales, or they get involved with us in our social entrepreneurship model, and it takes them out of any 8-to-5 job, and they get freedom immediately, and they want to take advantage of that freedom. And the intriguing thing is that freedom is the result of creating an effective home-based business. It's not the result that you have on day one. If you're just free to run around and gallivant and you take that to the nth degree, you're never going to accomplish anything. Up front, we need a lot of discipline in our life. We have freedom from a boss because we're self-employed, but we need to build discipline in our life to create the results that are going to give us the ultimate freedom in our life to be able to choose what we want to do, when we want to do it, any time of our life. So we need to be. So we need to shift gears. So being a leader and knowing that this is critical for all of us, because if we don't lead with discipline in our lives, we're going to create chaos in our organization as well. Because we, number one way we lead is by example. So we need to exhibit the example of discipline for our organization. The intriguing concept that he came up with that I wasn't really, I mean, I never focused on this, but I think it's a really great principle, is the idea that discipline is not a standalone habit you can force upon yourself. If I asked in this, if you guys were all in a room right now, I said, raise your hand if you believe that's true. How many in this call have tried to implement discipline in their life as a standalone habit? Right? And how does it work for you? It doesn't. And so there's a lot of truth to this. I was like, wow, that's absolutely true. I can't just say, okay, I need to be more disciplined and then become more disciplined. It doesn't operate by itself, especially in regards to my business. Discipline is a byproduct of a formula having two factors, and this is what Keith says. He says people are not disciplined because, number one, their desire for their business is not strong enough. And what is the desire for our business? Where does that come from? Our why. Yeah. Why are we doing this business? And each of us have different whys. We have different whys. We have, you know, and if your why is because you want to end global malnutrition in children, then I'm going to suggest if it's not working for you that it's not, maybe it's truly not strong enough. You're not all in. You're not totally convicted on that issue. So there's something else inside of you for you. That's the vision Sam Castor's been given in his life. To end global malnutrition. I love it, and I'm all in on ending global malnutrition. But the vision I have, my personal vision, right now is directed towards building 12 churches in Brazil. That's important to me. Right now, that's the big why. So you have to have, what is your why? Having the desire for your business. Why is your business going to get to presidential, bronze, silver, you know, whatever, gold, platinum? Why is it going to get there? It's because of your why. It's your desire for your business. And it's not just a desire for, oh, I want to be recognized on stage. That's big. That's why. Why do you think at the conventions, Manatech has a tremendous amount of recognition? They always dedicate to recognition because people want to be recognized. It's one of our, you know, our main motivations in life. Remember, money, mission, recognition, and mission comes first. But money and recognition are up there too. But the idea is that that's not really your why. What are you going to create when you're making? You start thinking about making an extra $8,000, $10,000, $20,000 on a monthly basis. What are you going to create with that cash? What? How is your life going to be different? Unlimited time, unlimited cash. What do you create in your life? And I know why people get stuck on their why. because they have a hard time even feeling that that's possible. Well, anything's possible. Read scripture. Right? Anything's possible. So to live in, and then people say, well, Mary Jo, I don't want to be disappointed. And I go, oh my gosh, what a cop out. What a total cop out. I want to stay small so I don't ever get disappointed. And I go, well, that's disappointing in and of itself. The attitude's very disappointing. And the results you create are very disappointing. And here's the reason why. Most important. That we as a society are only as good as our weakest link. So choosing to be a weak link is not a way of propelling society. It's a way of locking it down or freezing it or causing it to be lesser. So let's not be part of the lesser movement. Let's be part of the more movement. Let's be part of the greater movement. Let's help make a difference. Each one of our voices can make a huge difference in this world. I mean, we're not going to be Mother Teresa, perhaps, but we can make a big difference. But we need to choose into it. So quit playing small, right? Quit playing small. So big why. Get your why clear. And you are significant, and you are meaningful, and you're absolutely incredibly important to people like me and Sam and all the people at Manatech. And the second thing is, okay, so desire for their business is not strong enough, their why. And number two is their focus in their business isn't protected enough. What's your focus, right? So let's start with that. The formula that he sets forth, and people can move this different directions, but this is his theory as he goes. He goes, you must protect your focus because your focus is what fuels your desire, and your desire fuels your discipline. And I'm totally all in on that. There's no question my why is absolutely crucial in allowing me to be more disciplined. So I've got to get real clarity around that. But focusing it, he starts with the word focus. And focus is, like, crucial. In fact, I've done trainings and teachings for years on The Power of Focus. How many people have read that book? It's a book that was written by Canfield. There's three, Caulfield, Canfield, and there's a third guy. I don't have it in front of me, but there are three different here. Wait, I think I might have it. Yeah, Victor Hansen, that's it. Canfield, Hansen, and Hewitt wrote that book. It's called The Power of Focus. And the underlying statement is how to hit your business, personal, financial targets with absolute certainty. Isn't that great? How about that? How about setting a goal and knowing to be absolutely certain you're going to reach it? Right? Absolutely certain. That's the power of focus. And in that book, of course, they talk about a lot of things. And if I've done some trainings on it, and it's really, you know, it talks about the number one reason that stops people from getting what they want is lack of focus. People who focus on what they want, they prosper. Those who don't, struggle. In The Power of Focus, in that book, you're going to discover the specific focusing strategies used by some of the most successful people in the world. And he talks, one of the first quotes at the beginning of the book, he quotes John Paul Getty, multi-millionaire anyway. He said, in fact, the richest man in the world, I think, for years before we had the Microsoft show up. And of course, now we know Bill Gates has been the richest for years, except with one exception, a guy from Mexico took over a couple of years in a row, I think. But anyway, not that I trace the richest man in the world, but it is intriguing. John Paul Getty said, the individual who wants to reach the top in business must appreciate the might of the force of habit and must understand that practices are what create habits. He must be quick to break those habits that can break him, and hasten to adopt those practices that will become the habits that help him achieve the success he desires. So force of habits, right? And that's the power of focus. It's about power of focus is what, you know, focus is not about a quick fix. Focus is about building habits in your life that allow you to be on focus. So one of the first things in the book that he had people do was clarify and clearly identify the bad habits we have. And in each bad habit, in the book he says, create a three-step action plan to implement a good habit to take its place. because we don't change habits overnight, do we? But if we do it by displacement, if you take a bad habit and you displace it with a good habit, that can happen overnight. So the important thing is to look at, where are my bad habits and how do we find our bad habits? Well, you look at activities in your life that eat up your time. So you could just take a list of those. You could list the things that you're most important for the success of your Manatech business. What are those also called? High leverage activities. And list the things that you are good at or not good at, right? And then develop an action plan to delegate those things that you're not good at to somebody else and do more of the things that you're good at in your high leverage activities. Put more of those in your daily game plan. HLAs are absolutely incredibly critical. So we need to really focus on high leverage activities. And here's another great quote out of that book. Peter McWilliams said, "Our thoughts create our reality. Where we put our focus is the direction we tend to go." So we got to really, really get clear that focus is crucial for us. Focus is absolutely what fuels the rest, right? It's going to allow us to, you know, really get clarity around our desire, and focus is fueling that desire in our heart, because we get off of, you know, activities that don't serve us, get into activities that totally serve us, and move forward in a direction that absolutely accomplishes and achieves the discipline in our life that creates the results that we're looking for. So take a look at that book. I'm going to give you one last quote out of the book, Power of Focus, because it's really crucial. It honors somebody that was important in my life. I went to hear him speak a couple times. I've, of course, read a number of his books and tapes, listened to his tapes, and that's Jim Rohn, and everybody probably is familiar with him who's been in networking or direct sales at all. And it's called The Challenge, and here's what he wrote. He goes, "Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you." And that's the importance for us, to live our life on purpose, to make sure we have clarity, we have focus, and that's exactly what this whole thing is. With focus fueling our desire becomes our why, right? Our desire is our big why, and your why fuels your discipline. When you get the clarity around that, the focus and clarity, and it's just awesome to be in that position. And I'm looking, you know, as I was doing this reading this article, of course it expanded me out into going back into the Power of Focus book and looking at some other things in my life, including Tony Jiri. You know, we did Tony Jiri. Does everybody remember Tony, right? He was a main, and some of you go, yeah, he was just here today, gone tomorrow, another guy we just brought in for about 6 months or 12 months, and now we don't want to talk about him anymore. Do you guys really get the fact that with Tony Jiri on board for that six-month period of time, helping management get clarity and focus and structure and discipline in their things, that was kind of like the where the stock was trading at 3, and the stock over the next 12, 15 months went to 30. So don't ever question the impact Tony Jiri had on this business and on corporate, in terms of clarity, helping all. He was working with Sam. He was working with all of our key people, all of our key leaders in our company, around getting clarity, and that was Tony's whole thing, was clarity, focus, execution. And you know, I did a whole training around his book, and so critical is that for all, each and every one of us. So you can go back and look at those. It was in December of 2011, November and December, there's a three-piece part, you know, 3 weeks in a row I covered Tony Jiri's book, Strategic Acceleration, Succeed at the Speed of Life, right? Anyway, so he covers the same kind of issues that Keith develops here is the discipline in our life, but he covers it from a perspective is clarity must come first. We need to have clarity about who we are, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what, you know, that we need to get that very, very, we need to have clarity And then focus is, and the focus one is the last session, December 12th, 2011, if you want to read about that. But clarity, focus, and then just the execution part of it becomes automatic. When you get clarity and focus, the execution. And he takes us out of procrastination into execution, right? So go back and read those things. Those things are important to you and you feel like you're stuck. Don't get yourself unstuck. Don't ever, especially in a time like this with Manatech rapidly growing, with the incredible, you know, concepts that we have now in front of us with our business Facebooks, with a whole new social media, with the whole concept of what we're doing around the Welcome Home program, with the new skincare breaking. I mean, there are people in this business out there right now. You can look around at them. Look at your organization. Look at people upline, downline, crossline, who are literally going to double the size of their business before the end of the year just because of the skincare product. But are they going to do it without focus? Are they going to do it without discipline? Absolutely not. You must lay these three keys down in your life. Mentorship, discipline. And discipline takes what? It takes making sure we have our why clear, our desire very clear, that we have our focus very clear, and then our discipline comes into effect. So you can't just step up and go, I'm going to be disciplined today, without those critical elements. All right, and key number three is understanding the pace. And this is something that's crucial for all of us to recognize. I think a lot of us do recognize it. I'll give you my history, too, so you understand that. Don't misguess the time frames for growth in our business. Because most people that get involved in direct sales, they get schmoozed in somehow. Not in our business, because we don't schmooze, right? There's no schmoozing. There's, you know, presenting what we have to offer, which is so phenomenal, and there are going to be people that want it and people that don't. Next, move on. You know, you can only kick a tire so many times, right? So there are ways to do it and ways not to do it. I just helped one of my organizations. She got a no from somebody. Let me just share this with you. It might help some of you as well. She got somebody she sent out, and she was trying to get the skincare and da-da-da-da-da and how to share with it. And she wrote back, and she goes, you know, should I go after her? How do I go after her one more time? I just want to – she doesn't see it. Da-da-da. And I was like, well, you know, again, don't kick the can too many times. So I just wrote some, and this gal is a hairdresser. So I'm just going to read you the language that I wrote. I said, here's what I would do, getting back to her after she said, you know, wrong timing or whatever it is. I wrote back and I said, this is my language I would send back that after she expressed the lack of interest. She watched the, well, we don't really know if she really watched the L'Oreal or the, you know, listen to Sam, but she basically said she needs to pass on it, you know, and she's, you know, focusing on her work. There's a word focus, right? She had to pass on it. And so I wrote back and I said, this is what I would say to her. I would say, hey, thanks so much for getting back to me. I just had a heart for you, knowing you are, quote unquote, perfectly positioned to help others enjoy the benefits of this breakthrough technology as well. We are helping other hairdressers get started who love the fact that Manatech has a 100% money-back guarantee on the skincare. So they are planning for a you-have-to-be-crazy-not-to campaign. What fun and a great way to make a lot of extra money. You also protect your customers, since if they don't enjoy the skincare, they can get all their money back. Thanks again, and if you reconsider, know I would love to support you. So you see how even the pace in our prospecting, what are we doing? You know, some people, you know, are going to be different than other people, but don't, if you keep pounding on them to get involved, but try to figure out what could be holding them back from what could be holding them back. You know, some hairdressers, and it's a great lesson for you. Hairdressers are great for this skincare product, right? Here's a strategy for you that we're talking about. But what might be holding them back is they don't want their customers to be bugged, and they don't want their customers losing money on a skincare product that didn't work for them because they've been there, done that. Well, maybe the 100% money-back guarantee is the most important thing for them that triggers them to open that door. I don't know, but give it the try that you are still heartfelt, intrigued, interested in helping them, whatever that might look like. And that's what you continue doing. But it's not about berating them and coming after them. Well, I don't understand why you're not saying, yes, this is perfect for you. No, that you don't want to, don't make them wrong. Make your people right. they feel better about it, and then they'll move forward. So anyway, so back to time frame. So everybody's in a different time schedule. Everybody's in a different time frame. Everybody's directed differently. So Manatech puts out a four-step process, right? What's our four-step plan? In your first month or full BP, what do? You get to regional director. You make $773, right? I mean, that's an example of what people can make. Remember to use that language, everybody. Manatech is really hot on this item. When you use that one-page sheet, don't tell people this is what you will make. Talk it from this is an example of what people make at these levels. When you get this done in the first four, you know, your first full business period, you make $773. This is an example of what people make. And you're, by the end of business period four, your goal is to help your four people get to their regional director status. At that stage, you will now qualify as national director. And this is an example of what people make at the national level, $12,000. On an annual basis. Would that make a difference? Okay. And then the 8 month, you get into the 8 month program where you get to executive director, and by helping your nationals, I mean your regionals now get to national director, and you get to executive director, and then you're making 38,000, I think it is, or something like that, and then the 12 month to presidential, so that you can take advantage of the bonus income that's there. Now, that four step process, is that for everyone? When we're talking about understanding the pace, is that for everyone? No. If somebody comes up to you and they really love M5M and they can't wait to get started and they want to work with church groups, they want to work with this, you know, if they're going to give you 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day, is it feasible, or I should say, is it reasonable to build an expectation in them that they're going to win the $20,000 presidential bonus? Probably not. In fact, I have yet to know anyone who's hit those levels and earn that income without giving, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week for that time period. It's not that it can't be done. It's just one of those things that it takes a lot of contacting. It takes energy and a lot of work. People need to take their business seriously, and they got to drive it like a business. They got to be totally on focus. Remember, they have to have what? The discipline, developing that discipline. Their why's got to be great enough, their desire's got to be there, their focus has got to be there, and the discipline will set forth. But that has to happen. So it's not for everyone. So be really clear on that, because if we set that up for everyone, what are we going to create in them? Disappointment. And I think I've described this to you before, talking about Mary Jo's experience in Manatech. When I first got on board, and of course I didn't get on board. I didn't want to do the business, right? I just got started. Many of you know my story, because I started taking the product because I wanted my dad on Ambertos for a health concern. And 8 months later, when he saw nothing shy of a miracle in my life, and of course lots of prayer over that as well, but we also had been praying for him for 8.5 years, the concept here was, like, this was a big change, and I still wasn't ready to be involved in the business because I was making so much money doing what I was doing, and I didn't need another business. But I finally went to my pastor, and that was that story. So eventually, almost a year after my dad had his results, I gave up everything I was doing, and I focused on doing just Manatech. And my upline presidential was ecstatic. She was overwhelmed. She just said, "Oh, Mary Jo, you'll be president. You'll make presidential in a year," you know. And she built all these expectations for me. Well, she didn't see my heart. And one of the things my heart is, which all of you know, is that I love to help everybody. So of course I'm going along, you know, working really hard at my business, and won the first incentive trip right out of the box, the Malaysia trip, and I was really working really hard. My business was really growing very, very fast. But and then the money started catching up after a while, because we don't really, you know, have a lot of cash flow up front. You know, making $100 a month when I was making, you know, $300 an hour practicing law, was, you know, when I can make in an hour three times what I made in a month, there's a little trade-off issue, right? So anyway, but it was a little problematic up front. But it was good, because I was in it because I knew the Lord wanted me to be in it, and I was having so much joy helping other people. But because at that point in my life, I still hadn't done a value analysis on myself to understand my number one core value is contribution. So anyway, so here I am working really hard, but I found myself going and helping everybody else too, helping doing meetings for people that weren't even in my organization, because I was so excited about the whole prospect of helping people. And I remember how angry my presidential director got with me, because she said, "You need to focus exclusively on you." And that was just something I was never going to do. But by the end of the year, I was supposed to be presidential director. And at the end of my first year, I was making about $4,000 a month, and I wasn't presidential director. But making $4,000 a month, it was pretty darn good, right? I mean, a lot of people would have been really happy with that. But I was totally dissatisfied because my present upline built the expectation that I was going to be presidential director by the end of the year. And so it discouraged me in such a way that about 2 months later, a month later, I went out and got another job. And it wasn't that I had to have the money. It was just that I just didn't think this was going to work for me because the goal that was set, what my upline told me, didn't happen. So I went out and I got another job. A friend of mine started a brand new company, and she needed somebody to be in charge of marketing, and she loved me for marketing. And I'd done a lot of marketing research for people and helped structure marketing stuff in the past, and I actually operated one time for a company as a VP in charge of marketing. And so so she said, Mary Jo, I want you to do my marketing, and she offered me a great position, and I liked her so much. I mean, she was a friend, so I took that job. And, you know, 3 months into it, one of my downline called me and said, we want you back full time. And, when she told me that, I was at a convention for this company, and I turned around, walked out, told my boss I quit. I said, I won't walk out from you. I'll finish up everything that's in the office, but know that I'm not going to be here long term. 30 days from now, I'm going to be gone. And you don't have to pay me a dime. I'll just serve all the customers I'm working on transition in the next 30 days, but I'm done. And I walked out. Wasn't that wild? It was from a downline member of mine. In fact, it was Marlis Wickstrom, who became a presidential underneath me. But it was just it was her heart that totally changed my mind about what I was doing. So it got me back involved again, and, of course, everything else is history. But the idea I'm sharing this with you is because of the fact that my upline built a program for me that I didn't meet, and it totally disappointed me because I felt discouraged by it. So I suggest to you that you work hard at not building programs for people that are that cause discouragement in their life. Talk about realistic programs and determine the pace, because anything that's worth, what do you say, anything gained through haste will not last. And there are some other great quotes out there about anything worthwhile is worth building, right? I mean, it's about us putting energy and effort behind it. And we need to determine what that pace is for ourselves. What is that pace that you're going to have that's going to create the results that you're looking for in the business? Don't let somebody else put that pace out there for you. You determine your pace. You talk about what to achieve. You talk about how many hours you're committed to, what that discipline is going to be around your business to create the results that you want to create. And work on it that way so that you're not losing people because you're causing discouragement around, what the time frame is going to be for them to reach different levels. So anyway, great concepts of keys for us in our business to help us be better at what we're doing. And good timing on it, because right now we have a lot of things going on in Manatech, and we want to be realistic about that. Although, getting back to the skincare, I think the pace is going to look a lot different, but I'm not trying to suggest that you tell everybody they'll get to presidential by the Christmas time. But again, look at what you have, build a program around it, strategize properly so you're not implementing something that's impossible for somebody to create based on what they're committed to doing. So look at the commitment, the time frame commitment, and then build a realistic expectation for people. All right, everybody, any questions on today's call? It's an exciting time in Manatech, but keep your focus, get your discipline back in there in your business so you got that structure to create the results, and definitely get yourself a mentor that will help you achieve the results you're looking to achieve.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This was so timely for this last week. That was great. Thank you so much.
Good. See, great. There's a reason God lays these things on my heart. I said sometimes I don't know why I'm supposed to give this training, but I go, something's telling me, thank you for that. That means something to me.
And so for some of us who don't have the mentorship that, we would like to have, you know, I thought, I don't have that. So I'm going to start praying. I'm going to ask the Lord to be.
There you go.
Bring me somebody that I can keep pace with, who's a little bit, more ahead of me, So that's exciting. So, you know, your attitude of can do, just start moving, is great.
Right. Absolutely. And it is about that, just choosing into it, because we tend to sit back and go, well, my upline quit, Manitech, or I don't have anyone. Get out of the no. Stay out of negative. Just don't let it enter your life. Every time you feel down or no or negative or can't, you know, those words, if I could remove can't, won't, all that out of vocabularies of people, oh, my gosh, what a difference we'd create.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
I am embarrassed that I have to ask this, but so often I have somebody who may be interested, but I don't know what to do with them because there are so many new programs, and I think I'm overwhelming. And is there a past training where you say 1, 2, 3, 4 and make it so easy that anybody feels they can follow what to do with the person? I think I'm the only one that feels this way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what, Nita, you and I need to talk. Okay, so let's just talk sometime today and we'll walk through that. Because there's so many, you know, the whole concept of when you go out there and share with somebody, of course you can't go out there and just go, you know, there's got to be an approach you take that's logical, that doesn't overwhelm people with 101 things. And I don't blame you for feeling a little overwhelmed right now, Anita, because I really think that all that Manitech has going on, wow. I mean, we just got, you know, this whole M5M program just was put upon us this summer. And then, of course, we have the Social 5, and then we have the Welcome Back, and now we have the skincare coming out. And it's just like, it's almost like you could walk out there, unless it's very organized and you have the disciplined thinker, spewing the language out can be overwhelming because you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth next because there's so much that you just learned as well. So absolutely, we'd love to work with you around that because clearly, you know, the language of sharing today can go many different directions, but it starts with the core, and I'm even developing it. In fact, I'll probably do, you know, one of the things I'd like to do on a Monday call is talk to you about what I've developed in terms of who we are. How do you answer the question, who are you? Who is Manitech? I mean, the answer to that I give today is extremely different from what it's ever been. And I don't know how many of you have walked through that with yourself. Who are we? I mean, because it really is pretty insightful to set forth for somebody the historical perspective of who this company is. Because I think it lays the foundation. If it laid properly, people are going to go, wow, that's pretty awesome. You know, that's pretty awesome. But it has to be laid properly. So maybe I'll train that and teach that too. So anyway, but Lita, you and I'll talk and let's do a call on that, just the two of us, okay?
All right.
Because
I sure don't want confusion.
Tell Anita that she's not alone at all.
Thank you for
Absolutely.
Telling me that. Yeah.
Yes, because I've been in Manitech for how many years? And it's like, now, my question, because I was a licensed cosmetologist and skincare has really excited me that maybe now I can actually do this.
Absolutely.
Because it's in a field that I at least understand.
Right.
Now, my question is, you talked about the reply that you helped the lady with.
Uh-huh.
Could you have Lydia please just send that out?
So that struck you? Was it good?
Yes,
you liked
that
it.
Is yeah. So right on for everybody that they could at least practice, these are the few words I can say to them.
Yeah.
Or this is what I could put into an email that would touch their...
Great. Great, great, great. And that's the important... You notice that... And notice I don't... All of us have different talents and we're in different personality quadrants. You know, some people are more the dominant or the analytical types. So those people will have a tendency... And I'm not, because there's no, you know, everybody has a mixture of the quadrants, but people who are in the dominant and analytical quadrants will have a much greater tendency not to come from heart. They're more fact-oriented, results-oriented, you know, what do I do? I'm stuck. Or, you know, they just go, they want to hammer at people. They want, you know, whereas the people in the supporter quadrant, and sometimes in that promoter quadrant, they tend to be all about heart. So they have a better, you know, when they're working with somebody, they can come more from a perspective of, hey, maybe this is the and just exhibit kindness and love and joy and, you know, and not make it a big deal. Make it something that's, how is the best way for this person to potentially move forward? It's about touching her in her heart and maybe solving a problem she may perceive. So let me try to tackle that in a way that's soft, gentle, and loving. Right? Got it? And that's what that was about.
I have another question, please. And Mary Jo, maybe you can answer that.
Sure, I'll try.
When I've listened to all of the stuff about the skincare, are we still going to have the lift skincare?
My understanding is that, and this is what happens with every Manatech product line, they're going to keep the lift skincare as long as people keep ordering it. You follow me? So there there might be people in the hinterlands that go, I'm not shifting. I'm going to stay with the serum and the moisturizer of lift because I'm in love with it. So if there's enough volume to support their ability to order it efficiently so the profit margins are there, it will stay forever. But the minute that falls off, they'll discontinue it, okay, because they're making an economic decision. They're not trying to, okay? And the other thing that's critical here is that with this new skincare, you will still need a cleanser. So So are they going to continue with the lift cleanser? Are they building another one? I don't know what's in the works there. All I can tell you is there's unquestionably you're still going to need a cleanser. But that you won't need the serum or the night cream anymore, that's for sure, with this new product. Yeah.
Okay, so this will take place of the night cream and
the night cream, the serum, and the moisturizer. Those three, to me, that's what my perception of it is and utilization of it is. I mean, I've been using it now. Today is my sixth day. I'm in my sixth day of using it, and it's the only thing I do is cleanse, other than this product, because I use it in the morning and at nighttime. That's the directions, twice a day. So, yep. And it's
okay,
a good one.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you'll do great with it, and I'm excited for you because you're perfectly situated with your background to go out there and make a huge difference with this product because, you know, and it really is fun. When I told you on the call, I said, we have a campaign that I started last week. It's called You Have to Be Crazy Not To. That's the name of the campaign. You have to be crazy not to. Isn't that fun? You have to be crazy not to campaign. And it, you know, it's what it is it's just I'm going around my neighborhood. You have to be crazy not to. And here's the reason. Here's you show the technology. You show the L'Oreal video. You give them the Sam's audio. And you go, I mean, this is free to you if you don't like it. In other words, buy it, try it for a month, follow the instructions. And if you're not happy in 30 days, package it up, send it back. So really, honestly, you'd have to be crazy not to.
Okay.
Right? Think about it.
Do you? Is there a way that you get those short little video, or it's that clip that opened up with the before and the after?
You can get that off of Bo's website.
Okay.
Bo has that posted now on his Facebook page. You can find it there, and you can copy-paste it. You can take it and use it.
Copy-paste.
Yep.
Okay, that's
yep,
how
yep.
you do that.
You can take it off of his Facebook page, yeah. And, yeah, so it's available for everybody. Absolutely. And it's the gal who used it for 2 minutes, was it? 2 minutes?
10, I thought, is what it said.
Did it say 10 now? Originally, it said 2 minutes.
I could be mistaken. It was just a short period of time that really impressed me.
It was pretty big. Wow. Well, you're soon going to get Mary Jo's pictures. I told Lydia, even though she saw a major difference, I said, you know, let's do a week. Okay? I just want a week. I don't want a 5 day. I want 1 week. So as of tomorrow, it'll be a full week, and then I will send out pictures of differences on my face. And mine,
oh, great.
Trust me, my face did not look like that young lady's face. Her face had little itty bitty, you know. In fact, if I had her little lines, I probably wouldn't. I would have, you know, those would be a blessing to me today. Mine are crevices.
Exactly, because
so,
I'm older than you are.
Yeah,
I'm older than you are, so I know
I
exactly what
yeah,
you're
yeah, so
talking
we can go. That's really sweet for those young 30 and 40 year olds. But I turn 60 next year, and mine are crevices. They're not little itty bitty lines. So
exactly
to see a difference in mine. And what's really fun is Lydia wants to take a picture, and I think I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you a photograph as well of the difference between the top of my hand where I'm putting the cream. I squirt it on the top of a hand, you know, and that's where I take it and put it on my face. That is remarkable. The difference there is absolutely remarkable. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? So I really think I'm going to have to make more money in this business so I can buy, like, go through a tube a day, because I think I'm going to use it over my whole body. Okay, people. All right. Let me let you go. We're running way past. Thanks for everybody for being great. And I will send out the language I used in that email response that I, you know, wrote down. I'll send that out to everybody on the call. Okay. Great.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
All right. Love you guys. Let's go out and make it happen. Yoo-hoo. Bye.
Bye-bye.